Liberty listening in around the world. Welcome back to the Officer Jack McLam program. Coming to you from Indiana, USA. Good to be back with you. Hope you had a good weekend, folks. We did here. Got a few things accomplished. Working on the latest Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on constitutional issues. Trying to get it out before Christmas, but we don't know if we'll do it or not. But anyway, things are going fairly well here with my bride, Angela, and we're just going to keep on keeping on and continuing to praise all of you out there, our sisters and brothers in the listening audience that are praying for us, especially my bride, Angela, as she goes through a cancer treatment. Prayer does work, folks. It certainly does work, and we do need your prayers. We just, I won't get into any more of it tonight, but we just need your prayers, and thank you so much for that. Thank you for your letters and cards you've been sending in to us and the donations. My goodness gracious, we just, it's so wonderful to have a family out across America, and we love you for it. Well, welcome back to the program, and we've got a very interesting guest on with us tonight. You know, every day now we're receiving more email and letters and faxes and phone calls from people that are caught in the criminal, the truly criminal justice system in America. And I want to talk a little bit about that tonight, and I've asked a good friend of mine of many, many years to come on. He's one of the most knowledgeable people about the justice system because he is an investigative reporter of some renown. His name is Pat Shannon, and he's been investigating government corruption now for, I think, several decades. I need to ask Pat. We'll ask him tonight how many years he's been at it, but he's been there at reporting and digging and investigating and digging out the facts in some of the biggest cases of government corruption and capital criminal cases that federal officers have been involved in, murders, homicides with many, many victims, Oklahoma City, the Waco. And so anyway, Chuck Harder had him working as his investigative reporter for some time, and he's been on the Morton Downey Jr. radio show out of Cleveland, Ohio, and he's written a number of books. So when we come back after this break, we're going to talk about the court system with Pat Shannon, somebody that definitely knows what is going on today. We'll be right back, folks.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Cop Jack McLam, retired now, supposed to be anyway, working more hours than I did when I was on the force, matter of fact. But it's good duty, folks. And tonight it's good duty, too, because I have a great friend on, a brother of mine, who is an activist, and I've been proud to know him for years because he does what God tells him to do, and that's to overturn and confound those corruptors out there and evil ones in high places. And he's done his due diligence over the years to do the best he can, bringing forth the facts. He's been a investigative journalist for Media Bypass magazine and written some of the best articles in the American Free Press on, not too long ago, the Gordon Call execution by federal officers and Sheriff Gene Matthews' execution by federal officers. And so without any further ado, let's bring on our brother, all of our brother, Pat Shannon. Pat, how are you tonight?
Hello, Jack. Fine. A little chilly.
A little chilly? Yeah. Well, brother, I'll tell you.
Even in Florida where it's not snowing, it's chilly. You must be buried up there in Indiana.
Oh, yeah, in Indiana here. We were at 40 degrees today up here in Indiana, so it was a pretty nice day. But we had a few snow flurries at the same time. So it's kind of strange being here in the central time zone instead of out of the Pacific time zone up in Idaho. But it's good to be here, brother. A lot of good people around here. But sadly, they're not any more informed than the people in Idaho or Florida. And that's one of our biggest problems. They don't know what's happening today. Brother, before we get started, I want to ask you a question. Have you ever figured out how the American people look at those in black robes as gods, demigods, you know, on planet Earth here? And just months before they became these black-robed gods, they were lawyers, and every poll that we've seen at our two police and military associations, lawyers ranked down there with pond scum at the very bottom of all polls on who's the most untrustworthy people in the nation. How do you figure that they don that black dress and dance around up there on the throne, and all of a sudden they become gods? Have you ever figured that one out?
No, you know, that's a very good question, too, because they did make quite a transition in a very short time.
That's right. Yeah, we cops aren't real high on the scale on that same poll, but we're way, way above the lawyers who are down there at the very bottom. So it always amazed us cops to see these lawyers who were so corrupt and so evil, so many of them. And they would put on that black dress, and all of a sudden the people just bowed down and worshiped them. So, boy, I think we're in a serious situation. How do you look at the courts today, Pat?
Well, it's just most untrustworthy. You and I have talked about this in the past. Right? It's just the whole system is corrupt and corrupting.
Yeah.
And I have maintained for a long time that once we lost our honest money in this nation, circulating gold and silver coin, then everything else was easy for them. And this is, I call it hiding in plain sight. The government, of course, gets to create the credit through the Federal Reserve, and all the credit for whatever they need whenever they need it. This bit about this whole socialistic thing in New Orleans and Gulf Coast in recent months is a great example of that. 600,000 jobs were blown away by Katrina and Rita, and yet the government thinks it can create something like, I think it was 50, 70 billion or something of credit out of thin air.
and take care of the problem. Yeah, and what's that do to our phony FRNs, our Federal Reserve notes? What's that do to them?
Worth less and less. That's correct.
Yeah, they're worth less.
Just the other day, the congressman gave themselves a nice little raise. Well, where does this money come from? Well, the American people have been hoodwinked and programmed into believing that we pay for that. But it's not the people's money. It's the government's money. They create all they want. The income tax does not fund that at all. The income tax only eradicates the credit back out of the system and prevents hyperinflation from setting in too soon.
Yes, that's right, brother. Into the phony government Federal Reserve system that isn't a reserve system and it isn't federal at all.
Right.
Yes. Well, brother, I'm looking at a you yourself, just like me, seems like most of the good people in society have been through the federal corrupt court system at some time, and you went through, let's see, 91, didn't you go before the federal grand jury? And you were charged with crimes, trumped-up charges of conspiracy. Now, that's the one that the government doesn't need any evidence to convict you on, so that's a hard one to beat. But tell us about that, brother. Tell us about your time
it's the one they use, the brush they paint with when you haven't harmed anyone.
Yeah.
And then, once again, it's government pretending to be God.
Uh-huh.
And it's almost always a crime that offended the government is what the conspiracy charges about. Mine was one that should have been protected by the First Amendment, because they didn't like some of the things that we were doing. But yet the appellate court had ruled that we were doing nothing unlawful. But then the IRS came in and raided. And the preliminaries of the story are far too detailed for me to go in tonight on just an hour show.
Yeah, I've got.
As I told you recently, I am writing a book about the situation, and I hope it'll be out by next year.
Well, good, brother.
Yeah.
And you told me something this morning as we were talking about you tried your case yourself. I mean, you were one of those people that didn't go and get a attorney, and you took care of your case yourself. But you had a co-attorney on your side. You had somebody there by your side. Who was that?
Yeah, that was Jesus Christ. It was,
it
was the only one I would accept, both in written motions and verbally to the court. It was the only
Coach Downs. Yeah. Well, praise the Lord, brother, and you came through it, and I spent a year and a half in federal court as they tried to do a number on me and break my trust to take, I didn't even have $50,000 in my trust, but you remember the story when I came back from taking those 12 officers down to Arkansas to reinvestigate the Matthews Call executions by federal officers. Man, they hit me like a ton of bricks and said I owed them $50,000, now prove you don't owe it. And I was in court for a year and a half, and finally the judges trying to help the prosecutor break my trust was unsuccessful, and my attorney finally just got angry and says, Your Honor, it's been a year and a half. You guys have been trying to break this guy's trust to take out $50,000, which I didn't even have enough property in there to pay that. And so the judge finally made the government go away. And so, Brother Pat, I just more and more every day I'm hearing from people that who stand up and do what God tells them to do, and they're being railroaded. And so tell us about some of the things you know about that.
Well, as recently as a week ago, I sat in on the trial of Dr. Ward Dean, who was another activist, another American hero. Ward was a graduate of West Point, and he was later the flight surgeon for Delta Force. They came to him and asked him to do this job. This was after he was long off of active duty.
Wow, yeah.
And he was a doctor in Pensacola, Florida, who was performing what they like to call alternative medicine.
Oh, evil, man, alternative methods.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, he's using the age-old remedies of Hippocrates in the Chinese and Korean, so the last 4,000 or 5,000 years.
And the ones in the Holy Bible, I might say, too.
And the Old Testament, absolutely,
yeah.
And the American Medical Association, which is just over 100 years old now, comes along and wants to call us the alternative treatment.
Yes. Uh-huh.
But anyway, the thing that's one thing I didn't like about Ward Dean, and but he kind of made his own bed when he followed Irwin Schiff's advice and went with the zero return, which has been suicide for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And he was convicted in less than an hour, even though I thought a great defense was put on for show his state of mind and his heartfelt belief of what he was doing was with the law.
And that is a defense, brother. It's supposed to be a defense. I remember the Cheeks trial. Remember that one?
Of course, yes. He was relying a lot on the Cheeks information. But I watched the same thing happen in August in Philadelphia with Larkin Rose and his trial on what they call the 861 argument, where it shows that only certain people are liable for this income tax. And I thought Rose's defense was beautiful.
Yeah.
And they were back in 45 minutes with a guilty, and less than an hour for Ward Dean last Wednesday. We're back. I'm convinced that in these trials, these high-profile trials, those juries are stacked.
Yes.
No, I can't see any other reason for any reasonable person to be sitting on a jury and come back that soon without reviewing any more than they could possibly have done.
Now, stacked is different from manipulating the jury covertly and unwittingly. The jury doesn't know the judge and the prosecutor are working a scam on them by withholding evidence and withholding testimony.
Well, of course, that sort of thing goes on, too. The biggest
by stacked,
deception
what do you
is
mean?
The judge's charge to the jury.
Right. Yeah, the jury, what they call that right at the end of the trial.
Jury's instructions. The jury's charge. And
right.
He literally convicts the defendant with his instructions to the jury.
That's right. And they go away then into their room, remembering what the judge said. And if they go by what the judge said, they decide what the judge wanted them to decide.
Yep.
Yeah. But when we get back, I want you to tell them the difference, though, between that and a stacked jury like you're talking about. We'll be right back, folks.
Okay.
By the way, folks, we're going to open the phone lines up tonight, too, if you'd like to call in. When we get back, I'll give you the number. And stay tuned right after these important messages.
you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of Choice Garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at CalbendPureSoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
That you love as much as we do our cops and soldiers, our volunteers at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and Police and Military Against the New World Order. I hope you love people that are activist citizens out there that just do what God told them to do and are kicking up sand in the face of the enemy, God's enemies and our republic's enemies, such as Pat Shannon here. I want you to be sure and have your pencil and paper ready because we're going to give out his website in just a minute. And he's written a number of very important books, folks, that I want to have you look up on his website and see what he's done. He's been there for us on the Gordon Call executions, Sheriff Gene Matthews executions, and for Uri Call and Scott Fall, who was railroaded into prison. For those killings that his dad did and dad admitted to, but his young son was railroaded into prison through a system just like we're talking about tonight, corrupt judges and corrupt prosecutors. And he was there covering the Waco situation. And, you know, we just have great people among us, that those that stand up and don't just sit down and shut up when they're told to, are the reason we still have some freedoms left in this country. And as I said, Pat, and I always say on the show, that we are seeing more and more Americans awaken because of people that are willing to get out and spread the truth, first dig up the truth like you do, do the research, and then publish and get the word out. And the enemy in this nation is scared to death of people like you and want to put you away, and people like me and John Stapmiller, who runs our program here at American, Republic Broadcasting Network. And so I'm just so thrilled to know you, brother, and to know that there's people out there just doing everything we can to expose the enemy in his own camp. And how do you see things going in the country, brother? I see it because of the mail we get and the email we get that we're winning by using the First Amendment at this point. How do you see it?
Well, yes, the Internet certainly has had a great impact on for truth on the American people in recent years. The and, of course, it's so opposed today to what I call the propaganda machine. You know, your five major TV networks and the Associated Press, et cetera, they're nothing but a propaganda machine. And it makes no difference whether it's a Clinton or a Bush, a Republican or Democrat. In the White House, it's the propaganda machine forwards the movement of the government.
Yes.
And this is why we're so suppressed with truth. Most of the stuff that I came up with is on my website from the 911 came from Munich and Berlin and London news agencies.
That's right. Yeah, not from American news agency, that's for sure.
Right.
Yeah. That's why, Pat, give out your website, and I want to really talk that up because you have so much important critical information on there, and also, indeed, your wonderful books that expose even more. Please give out your website for us.
It's patshannon.com, www.patshannon.com. Shannon is spelled with an A-N at the end instead of O-N, like the traditional way.
S-H-A-N-N-A-N.
Right.
Pat Shannon. Okay, good. Yeah, I'm looking at your picture here on the front, and haven't seen you for a while, but you're still looking good, brother. You know,
yeah, old that picture is. You know, speaking of suppressed news, it just today you've probably seen it by now because I must have gotten it from three or four different sources. George W. Bush's recent expression of contempt for the Constitution.
Oh yes, yes, I've just received it yesterday. Matter of fact, you want to share that with the people?
Well, he called it a GD piece of paper.
Yeah. A good Christian president, matter of fact, he said it several times for the Republicans that were sitting in on that meeting with him, didn't they?
Right. And the reporter who got it out said he talked with three people who were at the meeting. They all confirmed that indeed this is the truth, that Bush did say this. Don't throw that GD Constitution in my face. I'm always hearing that.
Yeah. They were talking about
the GD piece of paper.
Yeah, they were talking about the Patriot Act and how it violated our rights, and that's when he got fired up and called it a god darn, but not that word, piece of paper, just a god darn piece of paper, he said, and said that several times. So, yeah, that's our good Christian president there. It's no wonder we're in trouble, brother.
Now, the American Christian out there thinks that we have a super-duper liberal news media,
uh-huh.
Right? Well, if there were just a liberal news media, why wouldn't CNN and the others be reporting that? Because Bush masquerades as a conservative.
That's right. That's right. That's such an important point that you just brought up. It's the news media that has always been Marxist, Leninist, Trotskyite, liberal, left-leaning, are protecting him all the time, are they not?
Certainly. Yes, sir, because it is a government propaganda machine, not a liberal propaganda machine.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And so I've always told people, you know, all these things we know about Bush, you're not reading them in the liberal press out there, you know, that everybody calls it the liberal press, when you'd think that the Democrats would use it, but they don't, because I've come to the conclusion that he's doing more to push this world government system that the Democrats and Republicans are pushing of any other president at any other time. Okay, folks. Well, listen, we didn't get to give out that number. Let me do it real quick. 800, call in tonight, folks. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back after the break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
As a listener of this network, you know that we bring you the news and analysis that you just won't get from the corporate-dominated media outlets in this country. As an educated citizen, you also know that freedom itself is not free, but requires constant vigilance and sacrifice. A radio network such as Republic Broadcasting Network, a rare commodity indeed, also cannot survive on good intentions alone. So the next time you think about going down to the local superstore or electronics store, stop, get online first, and visit RepublicTradingPost.com. We have thousands of items at very competitive prices, and every dollar you spend with us will be invested back into RBN, so that we may continue to bring you the news and information the public so desperately needs. RepublicTradingPost.com. The store that invests its profits in your freedom.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academies, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
Welcome back to the phones. Let me tell you here, I say welcome back to the phones because this is a phone-in program, and we gave out the phone number, 800-313-9443. And guess what? We have four callers on the phone already, Pat. But before we go to the callers, I wanted to tell you that this morning I was getting ready to do our program and looking up on the web a few things I wanted to see. Your website, for one, www.patshannon.com, and that's S-H-A-N-N-A-N. I think I got that right, Pat.
Yep.
And I also saw on there that a judge has been caught, and he's on tape because the attorney was paying him cash money, and the judge was coaching him on how to win the trials that was coming before him. In other words, he's paying the judge to win the cases come before him. And the prosecution heard about it and turned the attorney to wear a wire, and he set up a video camera, and the attorney's given him $1,000, a $250 box of cigars, and they're actually discussing what the attorney's supposed to ask the judge so that the judge can rule in his favor. So anyway, tell us about, brother, we skipped over that. What is stacking a jury so the listeners will know out there?
Well, the jury pool is a very, very, who knows where they're coming from? They're supposed to be coming from the voters list.
That's right.
In Ward D's case, for instance, I did some private investigation for him, and I had to go all the way to Tallahassee to pull out some records and things concerning the grand jury. And lo and behold, we note that the grand jury forewoman who signed the indictment much earlier this year is not even in the jury pool anywhere.
Good grief. Very good evidence that it's not coming from the voter rolls, right?
Well, we don't know what's going on, but that's just an example. I remember nearly 20 years ago now when the NCBA cases in Denver come down to the Pettit jury trial, and here we've got an IRS agent sitting on the jury, and it's an IRS trial.
Good grief, man. Wow.
So,
These
two particular cases in particular, the Philadelphia trial in August and this one where the jury came back with a guilty verdict in less than an hour in both cases, makes one such as I very, very suspect.
Yeah. Well, if it's evil, it's probably being done, brother. Let's go real quick to Michael in North Carolina. Michael, welcome to the program. You're on with Pat Shannon.
Good evening. Nice to talk to you, Jack and Pat.
Hello.
The criminal justice system in North Carolina, man, is just totally broken down. I'd like to read you four sentences from the News and Observer out of Raleigh, North Carolina, Thursday, December the 8th, just last Thursday.
Uh-huh.
For 5 months, a man charged in Durham with drunken driving thought he had a lawyer to defend him. But in truth, the man's advocate was a salesman pitching a program that electronically monitors whether a person has been drinking. By the time the man who had spoke little English actually had a lawyer, he had spent hundreds on the ankle bracelet monitor, said his real attorney, Whitney Fairbanks. The ankle bracelet, called Secure Continuous Remote Alcohol Monitor, or SCRAM, monitors whether a person has been drinking. We've got what here, in according to a retired state government official, we have what's called professional jurors in Wake County.
Michael, tell me about this SCRAM. Who wears this?
Evidently, they catch somebody's been drinking, and they put this thing on them, and they take a drink, and it tells them exactly. If you want to go to it, it's newsobserver.com.
I'm just not understanding what you're saying. Is this something that the courts are now using for habitual offenders?
Evidently, and there's nothing in here that says the man was a habitual offender, and the man evidently was immigrant, illegal or otherwise, and he thought that he had a lawyer, but the man's advocate was a salesman pitching this program for the electronic monitors.
My goodness gracious!
So
blam, man.
We're in a world of hurt, but you're right, Jack. As long as we got the First Amendment, we need to keep on waking people up. I hear Alex Jones say it every day, and you're absolutely right. Yeah,
that's right, brother. Hey, Michael, thanks for calling in.
Hope you'll
call back again.
Bye-bye.
Let's go to Tom in Massachusetts. Tom, you're on with Pat Shannon.
Jack, how are you this evening?
I'm doing great, brother.
Mr. Shannon, how are you, sir?
Hi, Tom.
Well, okay. I was just at your website there. Just something you struck a chord with me. I'm not sure if you're an expert on this, but judging as how many maybe trials and so forth you've been looking at, you mentioned open shift and the zero return theory. I'm wondering if you're familiar with that fella, Peter Hendrickson. I heard him on RBN a few months back.
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay. Well, he kind of it's something similar to Erwin Schiff. He talks about the fact that Internal Revenue Code wasn't digitized till the late 90s, so he kind of pulls up on that. In your opinion, what would the best avenue be in terms of your taxation? Is it rescinding your Social Security? Is it what would you think about in that scenario?
Well, this is only an hour show. much too you got to read, but I have said for some time that one can certainly escape that trap, and it is a voluntary trap that we step into. But one can escape that trap, but he must do it quietly. he can't do it from a soapbox, because the Larkin Roses and the Irwin Schiffs and all the rest of them who get on and want to, you know, hawk their information this way, just become the real target. Same way with the trust salesman, and Jack can back me up on this. All of us who have bought trust to use and of our own use are fine, but the guys who get out there and hawk them for a buck are the ones that get shot down.
That's right. That's right.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for doing a great job. I'm looking at your website, and boy, there's such information there. Everyone should get there immediately.
There's enough 911 stuff there, and it's, I can brag about it because it's not mine. I just found it. But you can spend a whole day learning the truth about 911 just right there in those 7 or 8 sites.
Oh, wonderful. Thanks again, folks.
Thanks,
okay,
Tom.
Good evening.
Okay, remember, folks, www.patshannon.com. Okay, let's go to, oh, by the way, Pat, somebody called in and didn't hang on the line, and it's right in order here, right after Tom. And said, is Chuck Carter still alive? That's quite a question. I don't know what to tell him. I haven't heard of Chuck Carter in a long time. What do you know about him?
Hey, as far as I know, Chuck is still alive. He was never a real healthy individual, weighed well over 350 pounds. So,
good grief, man.
Yeah, I don't know that that he's had any heart trouble or anything that I have heard.
Yeah,
okay. He sold the People's Radio Network 10 years ago and has started his own since then, but... I haven't been with him since then. So
okay, good. Okay, well, thanks for answering that. Let's go to Phyllis in Ohio, it is. Phyllis, welcome to the program. You're on with Pat Shannon.
Well, hi, fellas. It's been a long time since I crossed paths with you many years ago when we had our expos going on.
All right, Phyllis.
Well, what I wanted you to comment on is the recent persecution and trial with the Christian Patriot Association, Richard Flowers and his wife, and Jeffrey Weekly with God's Remnant Church have all been put away, and I've been waiting for someone to report on that around on the various programs. I haven't heard anything.
I was just asking my friend Larry Beecraft about them last week at the trial, and he said that Dottie, his wife, is out, but Richard is still in the slammer.
Yeah.
I just had a letter from Jeffrey Weekly today.
Yeah, he's still in the slammer, too, and praise the Lord, he's preaching the Word of God in there, and God will use Jeff Weekly wherever he goes. Same with Richard, too.
Richard, I had a good note from him, too. I wanted to say, too, that Jeffrey had a lesbian attorney who testified against him for brainwashing his children because they were homeschooled.
I didn't even know about that.
Yeah. And
I understand
his wife left him. I'm not sure.
Oh, my gosh, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Well, I hope it had nothing to do with the lesbian attorney.
Yeah.
No.
Well,
anyhow, I'm holding you all of you up in prayer.
Thank you so much, Phyllis. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Oh, boy. What's the world coming to, Jack?
Oh, my goodness gracious. Sold out by a lesbian attorney. I think you took the right route, brother. Get into the scriptures and get the Lord Jesus Christ as your co-counsel there, man.
Well, we are instructed to do that. In Matthew 10:19 says, when you're dragged before the kings, I can't quote the thing verbatim, but fear not, I'll give you the words. Most Christians are afraid to speak for themselves.
That's right.
So they go and they reach in their pockets and, you know, dole out $25,000, $50,000, $100,000, and still end up losing. I figured I could lose for nothing.
Yeah, you can lose for nothing. That's right. Okay, brother, let's go to my favorite Marine now in Little Rock, Drew Raines. Drew, welcome to the program. You're on with Pat Shannon.
Thank you very much for taking my call. It's a pleasure to talk to Pat Shannon.
Drew, you old yard dog, are you still out of jail?
I'm still fighting him tooth and nail.
He is, brother.
Well,
he is.
And, one of the only sovereign citizens of Louisiana that lives in Arkansas, been to the Supreme Court of the state of Arkansas 9 times, lost one, won 8. And then I scare them every time I go to the court. The reason I called in, I wanted to say, give platitudes for Phyllis calling in to give us an update. And thank you for the update on Chuck Carter. That was one of my questions I was going to ask you, Pat. And
I have not heard any ill reports.
So, keeping networking everything out there, and I'm glad you got a website. This is fantastic. All these people need to go up there and listen. There's actually people like you and I that's been out here fighting along with Jack for over 15 years. They just don't realize that this is an ongoing fight that continues.
That sure is.
And one of the other things I wanted to bring up is I got called to jury duty. Of course, when they saw me there, they asked me to leave. And I got to educate 6 or 7 possible jurors, because when they asked me to leave, I sat in the courtroom, and the court the court bailiff came over and asked me to leave, and if I was going to leave, and I said, no, I have a right as a citizen of this state and a registered voter to sit and monitor the court.
Uh-huh.
And he said, well, the judge would like to see you leave. And I said, well, I'm not going to leave unless the judge stands up in front of the court and tells me to leave in front of all these possible jurors because I want to know why.
Uh-huh.
They left me alone for the next hour and a half. But in the same process, three possible jurors came over and asked me about the situation, and I gave them a lecture on what the truth was, and et cetera. But my comment to Pat is, you and I both have been in it so long, what do we need to do, guys? We've been out here 15, 17 years, and we're trying to educate everybody. How can we keep people from ignoring their responsibilities to go down and at least try to get on the jury?
Dean tried its best, you know, for 15 years or more with that movement. It's just, it's an awful, awful big chore going against the media, the propaganda machine, as I call it. They are so powerful.
Exactly. My voter registration card came in the other day, and it was addressed to me in all capital letters, but the little pocket card that you use to go to show to the voter registration booth,
yep.
My name is properly spelled with my semicolon between my middle name and last name.
Uh-huh.
And I thought that was kind of unique that the court system actually acknowledges the fact with all these fights that I've had against them and with them, they actually acknowledge this and give me a right to vote as a sovereign citizen.
So they spell it as your free man spelling.
Yes, sir.
I'll be darned. That's a first. I've never heard that.
It was a first to me. It came in. My jaw hit the floor.
I've never heard of acquiesce to. You know what happened, Drew? Probably some moron that they just hired that was typing up there just did it the way they saw it.
The way it's supposed to be.
The way it's supposed to be. Well, you guys keep up the great work, and all the listeners out there need to go to PatShannon.com as well as support Jack McLam. This old-time Marine here has been in this fight for a long time, and I know who the honest guys are.
Thanks,
Pat.
Thank you, Drew.
I haven't seen you write in the media bypass in a while. Is there a reason?
Yeah, defunct.
Okay.
American Free Press, though, carries my stuff quite often.
All right, well, I'll check them out. I appreciate it. God bless you both. Keep up the great work.
Same to you, Brother Drew. God bless you, you great Marine. Man, I tell you, he's a fighter. Wow.
Yeah.
He's a fighter. Well, Pat, what would you like to say here? We've got the phone lines open. We're out of callers right this minute, 800-313-9443. But what would you like to say, Pat, to the listeners out there?
Oh, gosh, you're putting me on the spot, Jack.
Okay. Hold on now. We just had a caller just call in. Who is it, Paul? Jerry in Iowa. Okay, think about that, Pat. I'll be back with you. Let's go to Jerry in Iowa. Jerry, you're on with Pat Shannon.
Hey, calls for our honorable policeman. And what I have is I understand that his wife has cancer, and I definitely pray that he will check out healingcodes.com. And they will never put a knife or any shots to her or anything.
Okay, Jerry. Yeah. I appreciate that, brother, very much. By the way, I guess I can say this, Pat, that you lost your dear wife just a couple years ago to cancer. And
yes.
My goodness gracious, it had a lot to do with Angie. Really thinking serious about all this and spending a number of months studying everything before she made her decision. So people, a lot of us are going to have cancer, according to Dr. Lorraine Day. She says 1 out of 3 to 1 out of 2 people today have cancer, are going to have it. And I guess it's just the beginning, brother, of seeing something going on. I had Dr. Len Horwitz on the show. And he said that and has written that some of the inoculations we're being given have the cancer strain in it.
That's right. And they're full of mercury, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that messes up your mind.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Jerry. Thanks for sharing that, brother. Okay.
Now you've given me something to say, Jack.
Yeah, go right ahead, brother.
Well, you know, cancer is a 20th century disease, primarily.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And, I mean, these odds are up to 1 out of 3 now, which you're absolutely right on about, are just astronomical. But
incredible.
We have to consider, okay, what else happened in the 20th century that could be provoking this? Well, of course, we got the pollution in the air, but what about the chlorine in the water? And, all the they've done out there. Then when you add to that the American Medical Association, who's almost never that I can know of, prescribed anything to attack the cause of cancer, or only, the symptoms.
Cover the symptoms.
They want to do the burning and cutting and poisoning. And so, oh, boy, well, let's cut that out of there. Well, as your friend Dr. Lorraine Day says, when she had breast cancer, she said they wanted to remove a breast. And she said, I told them the cause of my cancer was not having too many breasts.
That's right.
So let's go to the root cause. There's something else more serious going on. So is it what we're eating? Yes, it's what we're eating and drinking. Is it what we're breathing? Yes. But the way that the treatment of the water today, these things are very, very serious, and so we have to watch what our intake is through our mouths.
Amen, brother. Amen. Okay, folks, we're coming up to close out the show on the next break. We'll be back, and don't forget, folks, go to that website, patshannon.com. Be right back with Pat, and also we have Jeff on in Massachusetts. We'll be right back, folks.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions, and there are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat the symptoms. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. One more time. That's 866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities, the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge.
Yeehaw!
That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Okay, folks, we're coming in hot here. We only have a few minutes left. Let's go to Jeff in Massachusetts. Jeff, you're on with Pat Shannon.
Oh, yes. You guys, we're talking about jury duty, and I went for jury duty, and I'm telling you something, it was quite an experience. It is a fact. The judge had dreadlocks, and that's what it's like up in Massachusetts.
Wow.
And oh no, that's a fact. And the video that we were our orientation was by Margaret Marshall, the woman who legalized sodomite marriages between a man and a man.
Oh, great. So,
so that's what my jury duty was like, and I was exhausted because I just got out of work because I worked the overnight shift.
Did you get to serve, Jeff? Were you chosen?
No. Actually, the judge let us all go home. We didn't have a trial that day.
Oh.
We just waited in the courtroom, waited for hours on end, and you know what I've learned about jury duty in Massachusetts? The people just want to go home. It's just that simple. People.
Yeah.
People got the bar room to go to and all this other stuff, and there's very few patriots out there.
That's why we always encourage people to not to avoid jury duty, but to get on there, do everything you can, play dumb as you can during the jury, the voir dire, and get act stupid enough, and maybe you'll get picked.
Yeah.
And then you can exercise your real rights by not railroading the poor guy who's there who hasn't harmed anyone. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm not talking about where someone is robbed, raped, or killed. But here, well, I'm talking about a trial, and a particularly federal trial, where the government is trying to be God, and they're trying to railroad somebody into prison that hasn't harmed anyone.
No, you're absolutely right, and as a simple splitting a message is this: people in Massachusetts won't get railroaded because nobody in Massachusetts stands for anything in the greater Boston area. So that's the difference between your neck of the woods and my neck of the woods. And the sick part is my neck of the woods will be affecting the whole country. We're a telescope into your future, my friends.
Yeah.
God bless and have a good one, guys.
Hey, thanks, Jeff.
Thank
yeah. Well, Brother Pat, we're up to about a minute here more. That's it for the show. Is there anything you can you want to say to us here?
I just thought I was reminded in your commercial there about gold that we used to say 20 years ago that in 1964, if you buried a paper dollar in the ground and a silver dollar in the ground, at the time you buried it, each would have bought about 4 gallons of gasoline.
That's true.
Uh-huh. Now, if you dug it up, even today, if you dug up the dollar today, it's going to get you less than a half a gallon of the paper, but you can still get 4 gallons with the silver dollar, can't you?
That's right, brother. That's right. Gold and silver is where it's at if you want to keep your value, because they're destroying this funny money system that we're under, Federal Reserve System. Well, brother, thank you so much, and I want to say from all of our police and soldiers at our two police and military associations, you're one of our favorite people, brother, because you're out there in the trenches as God commits all of us to be. We're all supposed to be on the field of battle against his enemies, but, brother, you're one of them, and you're doing what the Lord wants you to do, and it's been a blessing, Pat, to all of us out here, and you continue to be a blessing as you dig and expose the rascals that have control of our government. And I just want to say, on behalf of a lot of cops and soldiers, we appreciate you very much, brother.
Appreciate you too, Jack. Keep up slamming them, and God bless Angie, and let's get her well.
Okay. Lord bless you, Pat. You take care, brother.
See ya.
Yeah. Okay. Now, folks, man, I'll tell you, you out there that are out doing what God has told you to do, your activism makes you an American hero, and I respect you very much, and thank you for all of you that are out there kicking sand in the face of God's enemies and our republic's enemies. And let's come back again tomorrow, and we'll kick some more sand in the face of God's enemies. Okay, folks? All right. You have a great night, and don't forget, this old cop truly does love you, America. I truly do. Good night.
What do you know about the FTAA, the proposed free trade area of the Americas? Proponents tell us that the FTAA is merely about lowering trade barriers. They say it's a plan to create prosperity and enhance freedom throughout the Western Hemisphere, and that busy Americans don't need to be concerned about it. But they aren't telling us about the massive loans, bribes, and transfers of authority. They aren't telling us that their goal is to eliminate our independence by creating a new regional government. they aren't telling us that the FTAA is really part of a huge power grab. The proponents simply aren't proclaiming their true intentions. But you can learn what they are. Visit StopTheFTAA.org. Then tell Congress to reject any plan for the free trade area of the Americas. That's StopTheFTAA.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.